intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of December. Prepper tip of the day, vote. Please pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Hunker down. Maintain your situational awareness. Expanded prepper tip. There's a book I encourage you to read. That's why I mention this at least once or twice a year. It is titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, the title is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. And then last of all, a reminder, we need to keep reminding ourselves, there is no pandemic. There isn't. We need to stop using the language of our enemies, a disease that kills 0.3% of the people that get it is not a pandemic. We need to remind ourselves of that and anybody else who will listen. There is no pandemic. Never has been this year. All right. Our roundtable this morning will begin with Leon and I. We're expecting Steve Bannon to join us possibly in about 40 minutes, about 8:45. He'll be with us then. And in the meantime, Leon and I will continue with our Tuesday morning roundtable. Well, Leon, how are your preparations going so far, sir?
Yes, getting the foods, storage. As a matter of fact, one thing is evidence right now, they're running out of mason jar lids. We try to buy them at all the different locations, and they're like, yeah, we've been out for 3 months. And that's significant if people kind of doing the canning, whether it's meat or eggs or beans or rice, or any other things for that matter. So, I prefer the wide mouth lids because they're easier and faster pour than the small mouth. But, the place I went to in Colorado and Idaho 3 months ago, they didn't have any. And I went back again recently and they said, no, we've been out since the last time you saw us. I'm like, that's insane. So, and then if you remember, they up in Vermont, they banned the sale of seeds. So, you may have a lot of food, but eventually you're going to have to grow. And if you have to grow from scratch, you can try doing, cuttings and things like that, but it's much more reliable and on a consistent basis to have seeds. And so if seeds are going to go into that same sector of, they're not considered essential like dental isn't, then, you know, they're definitely showing that their control issues are going to have life impact. So, you know, I'm working on things like that, insulating, dealing with rain and snow. So there's so many things that, you know, that are on the list. And I also got some more specialized things for reloading because, you know, reloading is taking off now because people are realizing they can't get their items at the store anymore. So it's just like canning or growing your own garden. If you can't buy it at the store, you have to either make it or DIY it or grow it.
Well, I personally have a nice inventory of several hundred reusable canning lids, which can be used over and over again, where your typical average canning lids can be used one time, and that's it. Liam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Chris in Missouri. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John. Good morning, Leon. I was wondering, Leon, if you could give us that number again. I couldn't get your number again. Could you give us the number one more time?
The search, 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
You said 2188?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Chris. Thank you for the call.
God bless.
Thank you, sir. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, reloading is gaining popularity. It hasn't had probably in decades, going back to the Clinton administration, possibly. I was at somebody's home recently, and my friend said, "John, come here." So he opens up his closet, and he's got a 250,000 primers stacked up in his closet, ready to go. 250,000. I said, "Okay, I'm impressed.
That is insane. And I took a reloading class, you know, with like 8 other people. And, you know, the instructor stepped out a couple of times and he said, "Oh, I've been trying to find this for a long time." And they came across 3 million rounds of, 3 million rounds of primer rounds for 9mm. So he said, "Yeah, I'm going to buy 2 million during the next break." And I was like, "This is insane." But then you see the prices. You know, I've had people say, "Yeah, the price of, you know, the average pound of reloading powder, maybe it used to be $28, $25 a pound, and now I've seen people get as much as $100 a pound, and the primers have gone through the roof. And like for primer 35, which is for the 50 BMG and 416, those have been unavailable for now for 2.5 months, and they went from being $145 at Sportsman's Warehouse to now $250 and more, and then they are gone." So, yeah, right now, when we talk about being prepared, if you wait, you wait, you wait, the price continues to go up, and then it goes extinct. It's almost like deer in North America during the Great Depression. People shot, and then it almost went extinct. And that was with only 100 million people. Now we have, you know, hundreds of millions of guns more, and, you know, 300, 400 million people in America. 340 million,
well,
officially.
Right. By World War II, there was not a single white-tailed deer left in the state of Missouri anywhere. They'd all been hunted out and eaten up. At the end of the war, the Conservation Commission had to import white-tailed deer from another state to reestablish the white-tailed deer herd in Missouri. And, yeah, these hillbillies, they ate up all the deer pretty quick.
It has to be the same way with the fish, too. Think about it. People like, "I'll just go fishing then." Well, you know, the people who don't have guns are going to try, "Okay, I'll just go fishing and I'll start," you know, like you said, the hillbillies, they may even throw dynamite in to blow them out of the water like they do in Philippines when I was...
They wouldn't do that.
No, not at all. I mean, I was diving in Philippines and they were doing blasting caps. I did some night dive and I was like, "What the heck are those noises?" And then someone got pretty close and they were fishermen right off the coast of Grande Island near Subic Bay. And I knew the Special Forces did it. They had SEAL teams there, and they were doing things, but they're normally further out to sea. But no, these are hillbilly Filipino fishers that were fishermen who would throw bags of dynamite over, and they would blow the fish up. It affects their buoyancy bladder, and then they float up, and they just scoop them up and sell them. And I was like, that's insane,
right.
But it scared them.
It reminds me.
They would do that here in America, too.
One of my favorite scenes in movies is Crocodile Dundee doing that in New York Harbor. You probably remember the scene. It was pretty funny.
Yes, sir.
When it's a close up, you can't tell it looks like Dundee could be out in the wilderness of Canada someplace, but he's actually in New York Harbor, dynamiting fish. Anyway, well, you do what you got to do. If your family's hungry, you're going to do what you have to do, aren't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. And all the animals are going to, I mean, and you've been in countries in which, you know, things have degraded so bad that pretty much it happens right now, currently in Venezuela, where they're jumping into the zoo and they're shooting animals and taking them back and feeding their family. So, you know, Venezuela has
a barbecue giraffe to make your day. Yeah,
precisely. And remember years ago when the power went out in Russia and they had the hippopotamus and the tigers running around the streets?
Right.
I remember that on TV. I was like, this is insane. So, you know, pretty much every animal, and then the people started eating their own pets. I mean, that happens in war zones throughout the world anyway, as we're speaking right now. So, you know, cats and dogs are eaten overseas, especially in Asia. I've been there and I've seen it on the menu. I'm like, this is insane. And that'll happen here when people are starving. So you see the post-apocalyptic movies and you don't see any animals. So the more you know how people, how hungry people will get, yes, you'll see everything on the diet, including long pork, which is another statement altogether.
Right. Well, along the lines of seeds and so forth, something that could save many, many thousands of lives is it's an invasive alien species called kudzu.
Mm-hmm.
Kilo uniform delta zebra uniform. Kudzu, kilo uniform delta zebra uniform. There's kudzu seeds available at eBay. There's a little package of 80 seeds for $3 plus shipping. And it grows places where other plants you would think about eating won't grow. Rocky hillsides primarily. You get down south in Georgia, places like that, you can drive 70 miles an hour past kudzu for miles and miles as it's covered and taken over entire hillsides. It's a tasty, nutritious, starchy plant. The entire plant is edible, the leaves, the stems, the roots. Now, I know this one doctor, she grew up in China, and she says, John, we had kudzu at least one meal a day, every day in China. So people need to be aware of this, that, and in fact, right here at my home, we've got kudzu right across the street growing. We can't kill it. Normal, like Roundup won't kill it. We've had the fire department burn off this patch of kudzu several times. And 2 months later, it looks like a Mayan temple covered over with a jungle of kudzu. I'm serious.
Well, I guess you can use that for barter.
It's some tough stuff, man. Kudzu is a tough plant. It will grow places other plants simply will not grow, especially plants you normally think of as being edible. So I want to encourage people, if they don't live too far north, kudzu doesn't do well in real heavy winters.
Cool.
Now, the winters we have here are pretty mild in south central Missouri, and it does okay here. I'm not sure how far north kudzu can survive, but typically it's more of a southern plant.
Mm-hmm.
But horses and cattle can eat kudzu, of course, and people can eat it. I have to admit I've never attempted to have a kudzu salad, but maybe I should this spring just to know what it tastes like. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds great, especially since you can get it free across the street.
Right.
And another one is like purslane. Purslane, it's another warm weather plant, but it's almost a succulent, and most people consider the weed. It's a delicacy down in Mexico, and I've tasted it. Even the property I was on before had it. I chopped it up. I ensured that there was no chemicals, and then I protected that plant, and I had it many times in salad, so I would put basil. I'd chop up fresh basil and other organic, and I had kale and everything else in there. And I was like, okay, I want to do something special. And I used to do nasturtiums, and nasturtiums are sweet. You know, they're quite peppery, but you can eat the whole plant, the flowers and the leaves and the stems. And so, you know, that's one that's there's like 10 or 15 plants that you can eat the entire thing. They're flowers, and people look at them and they look beautiful in salads. So people are like, what the heck is that? Is that a condiment? It's like, no, you can eat that. It's very good. So, you know, kudzu is outstanding. And both of those, purslane, I think they call it also Mexican cabbage. It's almost like Mexican spinach. It's very similar to that, but it has a little tart taste. It's almost like I'm trying to make it. It's just a slightly sour, and it's pretty good. And so when you, and that's another thing is guerrilla gardening. I remember when I was getting into preparedness, I heard that and I was like, what is that? And that's where people, they grow non-typical plants, you know, off their site, and they can water it and they can tend it, but they can let, you know, if they only have a half an acre in a house in the city, they may go up into the hinterlands or on BLM and other property, and they plant plants. And, you know, somebody saw a Three Sisters garden, they obviously know there's corn and there's beans and other plants. But you do these and you can hide them. And that's why they call it guerrilla gardening, because you can hide them. Most Americans, they've never seen the plants, even though they've eaten them before. They just don't know what they look like. And so it's, in essence, a way for you to expand and have cash food all over the place, pretty much free, other than the seeds or transplants.
Well, it's you put your labor, it certainly adds value. I wouldn't call it free. There is some effort involved. But for a person living in an urban, suburban area, that might be a good plan there, Leon. I know even in urban, suburban areas, there's power line right-of-ways, there's creeks, there's different areas that the edges of parks sometimes that aren't really manicured lawns. Lots of places here and there where a person could do this and be very unobtrusive, couldn't they?
Yes, sir. And the only challenge with some of the, like the power lines, but sometimes they have a tendency to come through and they do controlled burns, or they, you know, they'll come in with chemicals. So you just try to find a place that is more obtuse, that, you know, you wouldn't think that, and you wouldn't, especially if you've lived there for years, you know who the owners are. And especially if they're corporate giants, they're not going to be coming out doing, you know, big lawnmower operations like on the side of highways, things like that. And as long as they're protected, you can have the benefit of having a hugely expanded garden, and you don't have to worry about other people taking your food, because they don't, most vast majority of Americans don't garden, and the number one garden plant is tomatoes. And with that, you know, everybody knows what the big yellow and red tomatoes look like, but there are so many other plants that are normally smaller and look more like bushes that people don't even bother wasting time on, unless they see like a red peppers on there. They just keep on going. But when they're starving, they will get more motivated, that's for sure.
Absolutely. You got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Let's talk a little bit about batteries here, Leon, because that's such a fundamental part of much of our pieces of equipment. And I'll start out with recommending the best quality rechargeable batteries would be nickel metal hydride. And there's two different types. What the ones you want are the low self-discharge. All rechargeable batteries, once they've been charged, sitting on the shelf, they immediately start self-discharging as they sit there. The low self-discharge will last longer before that self-discharge has an adverse effect there and you can't use the battery. Also, we need to make sure you got at least two battery chargers, not one, but two. As the old saying goes, one is none, two is one. And a way to power up the battery charger with a solar panel would be another benefit, wouldn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And in that same regard, to have more than one solar panel that goes along with a charge controller. And you may, in inverters, you can, there's a gentleman online, and he has the website called Solar1234, and it branches off to all the other channels. So it's solar1234.com. And so he educates people and says, and even Jason Hansen, the ex-CIA guy who does a lot of marketing now, and he talks about how they use batteries, you know, when they're put in countries worldwide, and that's how they can use inverters and communicate, you know, completely off-grid. And so
that's
having
right.
car batteries.
Hold on, Leon. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, here we go. Is it coming? Let it play. Okay, well, what happened to that bump? This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield Devices. We want to make sure that the most precious people in your life, your child, your grandchild, can get home when nobody else can drive. Do what I did. Get yourself EMP Shield Devices for their motor vehicles. Available at my website with a nice $50 discount at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, visiting with Leon Green. We hope to be joined, in about 20 minutes by Steve Ben-Noon. The whole topic of preparedness is incredibly complex, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir, but we can keep it simple, like you said, with the EMP shield on. And I brought it to your attention about a year ago, and you pursued it. It's very simple. You take off the two contacts on your battery, positive and negative, black and white cable, and then you, after talking to Tim, the engineer at EMP Shield in Kansas, he said, you take the green wire, and don't cut it, make it really easy. Take it as far away from the engine block as possible, and that... that allows you to have the best protection, because the longer the cable is, the more time it takes for it to come up the cable. And when you're talking about the E1, E2, and E3 waves that can damage electronics, the most distance is important. So the EMP shield is simple to use. It applies to both solar, and you can do it on your house and your vehicles. And I have a military diesel generator, so I'm going to attach it to that. I'm even putting it on the deuce. And people are like, you don't need to put it on the deuce. And I'm like, I know I don't, but I do have infrared lights, and I have mini electronics, and I have a winch. So I don't want to lose all those things and just have a functional EMP-proof vehicle. I still want to have that surveillance camera in the back and things like that. So all those things can be helpful by having this, and also attaching it to your solar panels. So, and RVs. So they have a way to eliminate it, and they are able to protect against lightning strikes up to 228,000 amps, not volts, amps. And so that's how they even have a guarantee on that. And they use Keystone Engineering, and they were the ones who tested these. So they already know how powerful they are. And it's the only one that was endorsed by the U.S. Senate Commission and the government, DOD,
They do more than endorse it. They buy it. The biggest customer of EMP shields is the Department of Defense. That's the biggest customer. It probably takes up half or more of their production facilities. It's the real deal. There's no doubt about it. It is the real deal. And it's something I looked for years. I modified my 3/4-ton Dodge full-size van back around, when was it? Early 90s, I guess, to be completely EMP resistant. I told my mechanic, I said, take this 1988 Dodge and make it a 1968 Dodge. And he did, eliminating all everything that had a transistor, resistor, diode was simply done away with. And it runs quite well. Believe it or not, even today, it still runs quite well. But that was a pretty extraordinary measure that hardly anybody would want to do it besides myself. But I wanted to have a vehicle that would run after EMP. So I did that. Now I don't have to. I've got EMP shield devices, and they protect my vehicles. I know my Lincoln Town Car will run when nobody else's vehicle will run. And that gives me some peace of mind. I know, Leon, I'm so glad you told me about it, because we're helping many hundreds of people all over the country now make sure that their vehicles, their children's, their grandchildren's vehicles will run also. And if it only runs for one trip, that's all I care about, that one trip to get home. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. And knowing, in matter of fact, even in that EMP commission, they did the report, and they sent these waves, and people think, China and North Korea and Iran are going to do some of that stupid. But even if it's not that, you still have the sun. And the Carrington event happened in the late 1800s. And so even if it's not a man-made threat, it still exists. We had a huge solar flare, not an X-25 class, which is the highest one ever. But we had one 3 weeks ago that came very close to hitting the Earth. And anyone who was in the direct line of sight of that would have been blasted. It was substantially less than the X-25 class. So the X class is the highest, and 25 is a numerical rating. It's like similar to the Richter scale, but this was a smaller level one. But they don't tell you about it. That there's a solar flare coming to the Earth. And if it hits, this is what's going to happen. So it's going to be after the fact. And so the government knows about it, but they don't tell you. Just like this, like you're talking about Nibiru. They know about what's happening, and they know about the coast changing, and that's why they've moved most things to Colorado and Atlanta as being a secondary capital. But they aren't telling everybody about it, so it's just a no-brainer. And I haven't heard much about that from you in a while, because,
maybe we can talk about that a bit when we get back from the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find lots there to read, educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. You got some discretionary time coming up because of the time off from work. You may want to spend some time on my website educating yourself about COVID, about the communist threat, and so forth. Also, my website, if you're thinking about that pain you've been dealing with, that arthritis pain, and you're tired of it, I got something that will help. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Yes, I do. I use mine every night. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, on my knees, off my knees, doing carpenter work, plumbing work, painting, and so forth, moving big rocks and boulders. And I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free in the morning with the energy I need to do what needs to be done on any given day. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there at thelibertyman.com for your mattress pad, your energy cleaner. And keep in mind, of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Oh, yes, I do take checks. If you want to mail me a check, my address is right there. Toll-free online, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 592-9543. Visiting with Leon, we're talking about various preparedness items. We were talking about the EMP shield device just before the break. And, you know, Leon, it's not very often I've had a desire in my life for something to be invented that hasn't been invented yet. But I had that desire for at least 20 years before the EMP shield devices came into being. And I'm sure you did too, didn't you?
Yes, sir. And the amount of time and money you spent on the mechanic to retrograde your vehicle, you know,
right.
It was much more than the $380.
Oh, a lot more. Yeah. A lot more expensive, a lot more time. And, I ended up with something that was pretty complex, to say the least.
Correct. And now if you take it out of state and somebody has to look at it, they're like, this is bizarre. They're like, what is this? So you have a one-off vehicle now.
Right, right, I do. And he graciously made a schematic to go along with the, work he did, so that any mechanic anywhere could look at the schematic and figure out what did this guy actually do. It was an effort, but it was worth it. It gave me peace of mind knowing that I would have this piece of equipment that I could use, and just go for it, right?
Yes, and there's many people who have, they say, well, I have to buy a car from the 80s now because I'm concerned about EMP. And even recently, President Trump did an EMP amendment, or pretty much an executive order, talking about how the government has to get their stuff together. And he wouldn't take that action if there wasn't some substantial reason. And so when he did that, you know, the people who have brand new trucks, they're thinking, you know, I'm really out of luck and I'll be walking. Well, that pretty much saves them now, but they have to acquire it, and then they need to install it. And I have a friend who's put it on five of their trucks, and he just bought a brand new Dodge Ram 3500, and he's still procrastinating to get that in. I'm like, holy cow, it's a wonderful truck, but that may be dead on the side of the road now because it has no protection right now from the sun or from man. And I do want to do an endorsement for yours, the energy cleaner. And so, you know, I bought it from you, I think, like 4 or 5 years ago, and I enjoyed it. And it still works, but when I did a move, you know, you got lost in the move. I don't know where it is. So, just in this last week, I bought more, and then I got some extras just for the fact that because of what Sam Whitman or your friend described and how much it made a difference
Steve
in his life.
Now.
I said, you know, oh Steve, okay. And so with his testimonial, and I got to see the wounds that he had. And being shot at. And so if he had that much of an endorsement, and we're going to be going into a time where, you know, I'm going to have to start using some of this 18 Delta trauma medicine that I've been learning from all these Green Beret docs it's called primitive trauma medicine. And so we were doing all sorts of things. They blasted a goat that had already been expired, and we had to actually go in and debride all the bad tissue, and then we'd find the viable tissue, and then we had to sew it back up. So when things like that happen, and it will be more and more prominent, and as you see, things are becoming more and more non-essential, that if we're going to have to do this kind of surgical theater, having something as powerful as an energy cleaner and having people being able to lay on that while they're recuperating is going to have a huge impact. And that's why I spent the extra money this last week. I could have got more reloading supplies, but I realized that I may be the person on the table. So I definitely want to have the best thing.
All right. All right.
Help me recuperate.
I think we may have Steve Benoon with us. Steve, are you here? Hello, Steve. Well, I thought I saw a note that Steve was here. Well, it's a little bit early. He's not supposed to be here for another 5 or 6 minutes. Well, you need to make sure that your own needs are taken care of, don't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. And it's not mine. Yeah. So I bought it from you, you know, years ago, but I realized that now, knowing how important it is, I wanted to have it for other people in the community, and specifically people that are sick. They need to be able to recuperate as fast as possible.
Absolutely. Well, it helps. It helps.
Okay.
Steve, are you with us?
Hi, Steve. Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you, sir. How long we got you for, Steve?
At least an hour, but it'll be kind of broke up. But right now we're good for about the next 15 or so, and then a short 10 minutes blackout, and then another 15 or so, and then about a half an hour.
Well, you've got the blind spots pretty well figured out. It sounds like you've made this trip so many times. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I know locally, the local sheriff's deputies, they all know where the radios don't work and where they do work. We got the best radio system that money can buy, high-quality Motorola equipment, but these hills are tough for any radios. Well, Steve, give us an update. What do you know, sir?
Well, I tell you what. Ever since the disclosure by Chaim Eshed about America working with the extraterrestrials, I have been getting more information, and it's probably, I shouldn't say it's not pertinent to what's going on, because it has a lot to do with what's going on, even in the election process. And because I was given some information just a couple of days ago that Trump is still supposed to remain in office, but I got to kind of put a disclaimer with it, because that's what they were trying to explain to me. And I think this is very important for people that are listening to hear this, that China may end up helping him to remain in office, but it's not that China is doing it for Trump's sake. China would only leak more information on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's connections, because they need time to be able to move their assets in place before attacking the nation.
Amazing.
That's disturbing, but that's what I was told, and that's coming right out from around his inner circle, that this is part of the game plan. But now here's the other catcher to this. The level fours, which are people like Soros and Kissinger, they've been waffling quite a bit. And I was told that the reason they're waffling is because going up into the up to the fifth to seventh level, people that are in charge, is that there is a newcomer, and that the strategy may be changing as a result of that. Now, you have to understand, one of these individuals here in that tight circle up there said to me that, because he's a believer, that he feels like that this may be the Antichrist himself that has appeared on the scene now. But when we say that, you know, it's of his belief that, you know, this is an extraterrestrial being that will be passed off as a Messiah figure. But this
now,
is
well,
the
Steve, let me stop you. Is there a possibility of conflicting more than one Messiah figure? Because aren't your people in Israel saying they already got the Messiah identified and he's alive and well living in Israel? Is there a possibility of two Messiahs?
Yes, there are two Messiahs in Judaic belief under Talmudic thinking, because they believe there's a Messiah of Joseph and a Messiah of David. So this would have to be the latter, the Messiah of David, who brings the alleged peace. And, of course, this was the other thing that I was told, that around 2025 is when they will actually, this was what was told to them years ago, around the year 2025 is when they would make their presence known. And this is part of this galactic federation that is going to come in after we've already been at a global war. So that was something else that was supposed to start with the Chinese attack on America. And that was supposed to be as well. 2024 was supposed to be that time of that attack. And so where we're at now, I'm not sure as far as that. But well, let me back up and say this. I was also told that in 2024, that's when the Chinese would invade the United States. 2025 is when we would have the so-called alien invasion, but it's not really, they're going to make it look like they're coming to bring peace and calm the earth down because we all went haywire, but they're not benevolent, as I was told. And that for the first few years, it'll look good, but then it'll really get really bad. And I know this all sounds crazy, but, you know, I mean, kind of like what Chaim Ished said, you know, 5 years ago, if he'd have brought this information out, they would have locked him up in the insane asylum award. But the thing is I believe that it's we're really entering into some very interesting times. And but I was told that if Trump is taken out of office, that the whole process is only because this entity that they claim to be this Messiah figure is ready to speed things up, and things are going to go much more quickly than what they anticipated. But at the same time, I was told that it doesn't seem plausible because they said they know that the Chinese are not positioned yet. And of course, Trump is the only one that will really fight against the Chinese. Biden, I was told as well, because he said there is quote unquote told to me that they have a chokehold around us right now. And that Biden will do nothing more but open the doors and allow them all in. That's why he's got this open border policy that he plans to initiate. He said, so whether or not it happens now or whether or not it happens 4 years from now with the next president, it's still going to happen one way or the other. So we're not going to get around that issue at all. As far as the inevitable
and Steve,
of China.
Yes, and Steve, well, talking about China, the chokehold. Yes, sir. Did you ever learn anything else more from Steve Quayle and Hal Turner about, you know, the suspected, you know, attack on that F-16 pilot and, you know, the missing pilot for a while and then the 50,000 Chinese troops? Did you learn anything else about
yes.
that? Any validity?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it is true. I talked a good friend of mine in the Pentagon, I'm trying to be cautious how I say these things so it doesn't give away anything on his end. But yes, all that information that Steve was pointing out is true. There's one thing, and I don't know if Steve Quayle spoke about this on Hal Turner. I know me and Steve talked about it privately as well, about Russia getting into a conflict with China on some disputed land over on that side as well. And that is true, too. I don't think it was quite the one in Russia with the Russian and Chinese was not quite to the extreme as it was with what happened in America. But it was confirmed that, yes, we did strike an underground bunker there on the border of Canada and the United States. Now, as far as the number of dead, I was told that they did not know the actual number, how many Chinese troops there were there. But that was true. That facility is indirectly linked to Joe Biden as well, where they were being housed at. But as far as the fate of the pilot that was shot down, I did not get that one confirmed. But the other aspects, yes. And of course, the big thing that I was told Steve Quayle about was that the Chinese had made all these agreements with the cartel back in the 90s to get the dirt on the politicians that were involved in the Iran-Contra affair and getting kickbacks from all this drug money coming into the United States to purchase illegal weapons to fund the operations that go on around the world. And so what they've been doing is the Chinese have blackmailed these politicians, and that's what's causing so much of the turmoil that's happening in America. And that's why you see certain Republicans turn against Trump as well, is because of that type of thing there. But the Chinese have not moved their military assets completely. They have been moving them, but they've not set up completely on our southern border to be able to carry out the invasion that they're intending to do. So it's just a matter of time, though. It's only a matter of time before we actually see this happen.
Well, at this point, I would expect them to wait until spring. Military operations always go easier and quicker when it's warmer weather, don't they, Steve?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They very much do. And so, I think what's going to happen to Trump, and by the way, there's four different scenarios, because I know that Rick Wiles with True News had put out some information he had gotten recently and about how that they were going to overturn the election. It's going to happen right before the inauguration. And so I forwarded that up to some friends there, and they got back with me and said, yes, that is one of four possibilities that would actually cause this to be overturned.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Steve. We got a break. Okay. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron Moore on Tuesday, the 22nd day of December, visiting with Leon Green and Steve Ben-Noon. Steve's website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And, it looks like the Chinese on the southern border have quite completed their preparations, but we found out during Desert Shield and Desert Storm that you can move a pretty good-sized army pretty quick because men can walk up and get on airplanes and walk off, as opposed to equipment and supplies, which can't do that. Right, Steve? Hello, Steve. Looks like we lost Steve. Well, maybe he'll get back with us. A lot of what the Navy does is move men and equipment and supplies, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I sent you and Steve the information last week. I saw this huge mile-long train full of Amtrak or tracked vehicles, and I was blown away to see it. You know, they didn't have any tourists on the front, and you described what version they were, and I need to do more research to find out about, you know, the opponent's vehicles. So at least if I see them in the future, I know the capabilities. Just like Red Dawn, since we're talking about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, people need to be aware of this, and they need to be planning accordingly. If and when the Chinese do begin their attack, it will be brutal. They don't intend on taking prisoners, do they, Leon?
No, sir. They want the hardware of America, and they don't need any of the software, which are the people. They'll keep the animals because they need to feed their 1.6 billion people. But yes, the goal is just to acquire the, you know, the breadbasket of America, or the breadbasket of the world, for that matter.
Well, they don't care about the fat, lazy Americans that inhabit this country. What they do care about is infrastructure. When you mentioned the breadbasket, the ability to, what we have between the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachian Mountains is the most productive agricultural real estate on the planet to plant, harvest, store, move food. There's no place like this on the planet, is there?
That's correct. I think we're in the top three, even rice producers, which we, China and Vietnam, I think, are the two highest. And it shows us, you know, we have so much, you know, we're so productive when it comes to, you know, agriculture. Like, yeah, that's one of the reasons why they want us. Plus, you know, we owe them $1.7 trillion. They're like, okay, you owe us money. We want your land. We're just going to make it an offer. And they have years. They have 100-year plans, not the silly plans that we have for, you know, one.
No, we plan quarters at a time, right? 4 months at a 3 months at a time. We got a break here. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.